Hello, my name is Shelley Walkerly. I'm a nurse practitioner in a community health center in southwest Toronto. I'm also a preceptor, a tutor, and a course professor in the Ontario Nurse Practitioner Program. I graduated from the CUPIN program in 1997 and started working full-time as a primary healthcare nurse practitioner a year later. I've been in my present position for 7 years. The clinic where I work provides services to a broad range of clients with a broad range of issues. We have young families, seniors, babies, teenagers, people who have just arrived in Canada, long-term residents of our community, and everyone in between. The clients we serve face economic problems, isolation, barriers to health care, and barriers to the factors that enhance health and healthy lifestyles. In my practice, I work with many other people from a variety of disciplines and backgrounds. I'm fortunate that my workplace is a community health center. All disciplines and services are housed in close proximity to one another. That makes access easier for my clients, and it makes developing collaborative relationships more convenient for professionals. That's not to say that nurse practitioners and other professionals working in settings other than community health centers aren't able to develop collaborative relationships. They do it all the time. It's just that in a health center setting, it's more convenient to initiate and less work to maintain these relationships. In my workplace, family doctors, nurse practitioners, nurses, dietitians, chiropodists, social workers, counselors, youth workers, community developers all work in teams to provide care. Some clients need only one or two members of the team, while others need many members. Some clients need services provided beyond the clinic, while others get all their services under one roof. Professionals need to know what it is that nurse practitioners do. What is legislated? What's the scope of practice? When I can, I meet with people and discuss these issues, and I provide a handout provided by CNO. If I can't meet, then I fax or mail handouts. I talk to people on the phone. The handout is helpful, but I need to be able to describe my role, my scope, my niche in the system with clarity. I need to be able to answer questions fully. I need to demonstrate that I'm a well-trained, well-qualified professional who is delivering high-quality care. I need to demonstrate that I can work in a team. Not only do I need to know my stuff, I need to be able to discuss patient care or service issues in a language that's familiar to my audience, consistent with accepted standards, and free of bias, in short, professional. When I began working as a nurse practitioner, my first collaborative relationships were with the people I was working with on a daily basis, family doctors, other nurse practitioners, dietitian, counselors, pharmacists, and others, including my patients. I began by explaining my role and being clear about my reasons for collaborating. Why was I in this relationship with this other professional or this other person? Over time, I've learned that negotiating and articulating the parameters of collaboration are also essential. Who does what? How will we communicate? What criteria will we use? As my practice has grown, I've developed collaborative relationships beyond my workplace. Some of these relationships are contacts from my years in an acute setting. For example, my interest in tuberculosis has continued into my primary healthcare practice, and I have maintained my connection with experts in that field. I believe that the CUPIN program will prepare the learner, you, to find and develop your place in the healthcare system. You will be able to describe your role and the care you provide with clarity and pride, and be recognized as an essential and valuable member of the team.